Are you recording?
Yep.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody, to Laís and the Coach. And this is episode one of season...
It is.
I'm not really sure. And I know that we recorded the first episode of 2023 already.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really the last episode of last season.
Right, even though it was this year.
And it was the first episode of 2023.
Yeah, that's true.
It was the final episode of last season.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know, if you've been listening for a while and watching, how much you like the final episode. Like right now, we're in the middle of a mid-season break from Yellowstone.
It's so ridiculous. Like, I don't even want to talk about it.
We just found out the other day that Cobra Kai is coming back.
We don't know when.
We have no answers.
I
won't even tell you for what. Don't spoil it for anybody.
What do you mean for what?
Like, all the things we found out about Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
If you want to know, put it in the comments. Put it in the DMs if you want to know what we found out about Cobra Kai, if you watch Cobra Kai.
It's out of control.
Louie is here.
If you all have not met Louie yet,
he is his first special guest of this season. Louie, tell us how you got here. Louie's a man-made dog.
You're so cute. That's what you call him. He's man-made.
He is.
He's so cute.
But anyway,
He doesn't shed, by the way.
We finished last season, which had a bunch of interviews with a lot of the members of Team Forever.
Yep.
That had competed in 2022. We had returning guests.
Mm-hmm.
But if you haven't watched any of those, you definitely should. A lot of them are must watch four times. There's so many takeaways.
Yeah.
So many stories. It's so cool to listen to the stories that people go through on their journey to the stage.
Yeah.
So inspirational. But this season, we wanted to do a couple different things.
Mm-hmm.
You know that we did an episode at the gym last season, and we were like, all right, this will be our new setup. But honestly, the echoing and the outside, it just really
wasn't
working.
It's loud outside, yeah.
And about a year ago, we did an episode right here.
Mm-hmm.
It was the only episode that we've done here in our living room.
That's true.
We were with Brian and Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to BG and Carrie.
Super shout out to BG and Carrie. It was the only episode we did here, and it was like two worlds colliding.
It was We need a redo of that.
Yeah, the two intro videos that
really need a redo of that.
BAM Multimedia made
mm-hmm.
for that podcast
Insane.
Are still my
Insane.
Favorite.
Insane, yeah, totally.
That and the Team Forever recap.
Wakanda Forever. That was really good too.
Those like BAM. Shout out to BAM Multimedia.
Yeah.
If you guys are not following BAM Multimedia on IG,
mm-hmm.
If you guys need a reel. A YouTube video,
totally anything,
an Instagram or Facebook video, reach out.
Yep.
Because if you like any of the ones that we make, then that's what you should expect.
Totally.
But anyway, we wanted to come back
mm-hmm.
and
do something different.
Kind of do a little something different for this season,
mm-hmm.
Because again, if you've been listening and watching for a while, you know that we talk about fitness, contest prep, and we talk about life. Like this season, we're going to talk a lot more about relationships. We're going to talk a lot about
parenting. Uh-huh.
But in addition to that, we wanted to bring more things. And one of the things that we want to bring on is some of the local business owners where we live.
Yep.
Because it's cool to meet a lot of the businesses that are out there and talk to different business owners. The same way we talk to our competitors on
mm-hmm.
their journey to the stage. There's so many similarities on the journey to starting a business.
Totally.
That run parallel because it's about the process.
Yeah, and even like we've talked to Ashley and Bo.
Right.
Shout out to Ashley and Bo. We've talked to Stephanie Carey. There are other WBFF coaches and competitors. So it's like, it's always cool to get, you know, people's stories and people's insights. There's always like a golden nugget that you can take away
right.
from anybody.
So we are, our very next episode is going to be with the editor of Around My Town here in St. Cloud. And we are in this month's magazine. So shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are talking to a local couple.
Palm Scented.
Palm Scented that started a woodwork and candle making business, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk to them about their story.
It's super cool.
And it's so process driven.
Yes.
You know, I don't think that people realize that the parallels
the
to
journey.
So many things are about the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Most people get stuck on the outcome.
Yep.
And it's all about the process.
And you say all the time that, you know, fitness teaches you everything that you need to know about life. And
well, I copied Arnold.
Well, yes, but I hear it.
I know you heard it from me, but shout out to Arnold.
Arnold, if you're watching.
You could be on the show. We'd love to talk to you. I would love to talk to you.
Oh my gosh. I'm sure you would. But it's true. Like, so many of the principles of going through a journey, of going through a transformation, of showing up day in and day out, doing the work, being all about the process, you know, that applies to parenting, that applies to relationships, that applies to fitness, that definitely applies to business. Like, it applies to everything.
Exactly.
Everything has the same premise.
So don't think for a second that we are deviating from what we do. Is that we do a lot of different things.
Yeah.
You know, even these last, it's February 3rd.
Yeah.
It's felt like 2023. We've done a million things.
I know.
We've had every...
January was a long year.
Holy crap. You know, we are midway through launching a new app mm-hmm. that I am going to be testing out. If you are on my email list, whenever you're watching this, I'm
on the lookout for that.
Today,
yeah.
For a beta test on that. We are looking at expanding some of the other projects, and I won't hint at it because...
Yeah, don't get into anything just yet.
Okay.
This is just like, hello, everyone.
Hello,
episode one.
Everyone. Hello.
Episode one.
You know
look at Lewis.
If you know where that's from, put that in the comments.
Oh.
Little trivia.
Yeah. I don't know where that's from.
That's okay.
I fail the trivia.
But anyway, so this season, mm-hmm. we want to do a little bit more. We are staying true to our roots.
Yes,
and talking
for sure.
about fitness and training
for sure.
and dieting. If you're not following our meal experiences, you are missing out.
We are out of control with that.
Because we share those regularly on IG.
Yeah.
We have a new page that's mm-hmm. not that new. Where we post a lot of the restaurants that we go out to.
Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily critique them because we're not really critics.
No, we're just,
kind of just sharing.
We're eating them.
But that's on Instagram too.
Yep.
But that the lifestyle, I always say, has to include all things.
Yes.
And right now we are enjoying the possibility of trying so many different restaurants and foods.
And if you guys follow us on social media, you know that, right?
We
are constantly experiencing.
But nothing else has changed. We just came from a workout.
Mm-hmm.
We crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
We went through a 45-minute circuit.
Death.
That was excellent. Lice
Death.
Has
Excellence.
Started taking the classes again. And interesting story.
Uh-huh.
So Monday, over the weekend, she decided, she's like, I'm going to go back to the classes. And Monday was her first day back. Not that she hasn't taken a class in a while, but it was her first day to say, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, like daily or at least every other day.
And oddly enough, she has the waiver from the very first class that she took ever.
10 years ago.
And it was 10 years to the day.
Yep.
10 years to the day she came to try a boot camp at an outdoor, it was an outdoor boot camp
mm-hmm.
at a park that I was teaching. And here we are recording a podcast.
I know.
You know there was some yada, yada,
there
yada.
There was some stuff in between.
There was some stuff in between.
Oh,
you know what I want to do this season?
Mm.
Years ago, we did only an audio version
mm-hmm.
of, like, what happened to me when I got sick.
Uh-huh.
But we never did a video.
Oh, my God. And everyone asks.
Everyone always asks.
And you know what? That should be also, like, a bigger BAM production because I'd love to have some of the footage that we've captured
yes, cool
in between
be?
The things that we're saying. I think that'd be good, right, Bree?
That'd be really cool.
Bree's here too, you guys.
Well, behind the cameras.
Behind the cameras.
So we're going to do an episode of that, and
yes.
then we'll talk in real time, and we'll make it like a production, because it'll
totally.
Be, we're talking.
Like a documentary.
Right, and we'll have footage.
Like a documentary.
Of behind the scenes.
I love documentaries.
Which one are you watching
If they're
now?
Interesting, I Am Georgina is awesome. I don't like the weird documentaries, like the
right.
people that want to eat. Humans, not my jam.
Or the stalkers.
Yeah, like, don't be fucking weird. But if it's interesting, like,
right.
the explained ones are good because they're quick and
yeah.
they're interesting. We watched the McAfee one. That was
mm-hmm.
very interesting.
What are you guys watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell
I
us
need
in
a
the
good
comments.
Show. All my shows end and then they never come back.
So
it's
we are
lazy
mid-season
people.
Yellowstone.
Yeah.
Yellowstone rocks.
It's magical, but they took, like, a fucking 6-month mid-season break. Like,
We are waiting for Ted Lasso.
Patiently. We're Ted Lassoing it.
Listen, if you guys haven't watched Ted Lasso,
it's a must.
I hesitated for a while, but so many lessons. It's a funny show.
Look, it doesn't matter what you like or don't like. Like, some people like the what's it called? The serial killer stuff. Some people like the cop stuff. Some people like, you know, fantasy things and the, what's the other one with the vampires and the Walking Dead, all that shit that, like, everyone likes, right? Like, it doesn't matter what you like. Ted Lasso is literally for everyone.
Agreed.
I don't care what age you are, what kind of shows you like or don't like.
Agreed.
And I'm the first to, like...
Let us know if you've watched it. And we're going to be more interactive this season. Yeah. Talk to us.
And I'm first to be, like, not into it.
I know.
Because...
She hates new shows.
I hate it. And, like, I need some time.
She hates all new shows.
But you got to give it a chance. That's what you tell me.
Yeah.
But with Ted Lasso, you got to give it a chance. I'm like, oh, my God, is this one of those stupid shows? Like, you have this actor that is, like, stupid. What's his name? He's great. That. No, he's great, but, like, he does,
you don't like stupid humor.
I don't like stupid humor. What's the guy I hate? Jim Carrey. I hate shit like that.
You don't really know him.
It's not funny. Well, his character.
Right.
But that's all I know, the characters. But anyway, it's a feel-good, like, filled with lessons series.
And
it's a must-watch.
So let us know in the comments what you guys are watching.
Yeah,
and if you have any good show recommendations,
yeah,
also post them in the comments. This season, we are also going to have other athletes that we want to talk to, that are competitors in different federations. Yeah. In other sports, like, we want to talk to a lot more people, mostly so that you guys that have been watching for a while, listening, and anybody who's new, and by the way, if you are new, we are on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes,
all the places,
all the platforms where you can listen to
a podcast. We're everywhere.
We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we are omnipresent.
Omnipresent.
Lice and the coach rule the world.
Mm-hmm. But other athletes, are you going to have some pickleball athletes here too?
Oh, guys, let me tell you something. We're going to talk about pickleball this season, but not today.
Not today.
Don't give it away.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't give it away.
Okay, not yet.
Pickleball. Look it up.
Pickleball.
But I wanted to talk about the parallels in all of these different things that run across the board that are the same. Everybody has a starting point.
Always.
There is work that you've got to do in the middle. And then even when you arrive, there are other levels, right? And then once you've done the work, you as a person change.
Yep.
Your standards change.
Yep.
The things that you want change. And you are no longer the same person. The entrepreneur that starts a business, that goes through the struggle, gets it off the ground, when they make that first dollar, they are never the same again. You know, and then if that business continues to succeed, they are never the same again.
Yeah.
And that is the same getting in shape, right? Once you step on stage and you are in a bikini and you look great, you love the way you look, you love the way you feel, you are forever changed. Mm-hmm. That becomes a new standard of what you think or what you consider an acceptable level of fitness and aesthetics, and anything beneath that doesn't feel good.
That's the same thing with parenting. You get through the newborn phase thinking that's the hardest.
Right?
You're like, I made it.
Right? Well, not only
and
that.
And then the little motherfuckers come out with terrible twos. That's
well,
a fun
well, no,
ride.
I was even going to mention at the beginning how cautious everybody is. You're boiling everything.
I know. Right? Oh my God. I remember before Junior was born, I washed all of his clothes like 4 times to put it back in the closet. I'm like, it needs another wash.
And then even with that same kid, as he gets older, you're like, oh, whatever.
And I'm like, have you showered?
Right. How many days has it been? But if you have more little humans, then they don't get the same level of treatment either.
Nope.
You know, so.
But it's a process. And you're forever changed every level.
And you know what's interesting? Because I've said this a lot recently. You don't know what you don't know.
Yep.
Right?
Totally.
When you're a new parent, it doesn't matter what you've read.
Or what anyone tells you.
It's like a diet, right? You could read a diet, you could read a workout, but until you're training and lifting the weights and the weights are heavy and you're sweating, you're out of breath, or eating the food and cooking and prepping, you don't actually know what it feels like.
Yeah.
You don't know what the food tastes like.
Yeah.
You don't know how heavy the weights are. You don't know what being sore is, right? So you don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what it's like to actually hear your baby crying nonstop. And what that does to you.
Yeah, everyone wants to give advice about don't put the baby in the bed. Well, if I'm trying to get some rest.
So you don't know.
The baby's going in the bed.
And that's okay. But the thing is that you can't get hung up on trying to know.
Yeah.
And I think that a lot of, you know, anything, books, podcasts, YouTube videos, all these things are in place to give people insight to other people's experience so that you can maybe move further faster.
Yeah.
Even though there's a lot of value in going through the struggles.
Yeah.
Right? You got to put your hand on the stove. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how many times we tell you that it's hot. You got to touch it. Mm-hmm. Right? Before you know. So totally. Some people say, no, you say it's hot, I'm not going to touch it. And some people just got to get burned.
Yeah.
So a couple key points. You don't know what you don't know. And the stove is hot.
Yep.
But that's going to be the theme of this season of Lice and the Coach. Mm-hmm. We want to talk to
switching
a lot of different
up.
People. And if it's local, if we're talking to them in person, it'll be here.
Yep.
It'll be here, unless it's somebody that we're going to talk to on Zoom, and then it'll be on Zoom.
Yeah.
But what I would like anybody listening to this season to get out of it is pay attention to the correlation.
The trends.
Pay attention to how many similarities fitness has to everything else.
Yes.
And why we say, why Arnold said, the gym can teach you everything you need to know, right? Because the gym requires that you show up. The gym requires that you be consistent.
Yep.
The gym requires that you do the work. The gym requires that you go through periods of time where nothing's happening, right? You're not going to lose weight every day.
Yep.
You're not.
Yep.
Right? But you got to keep doing the thing.
And there are definitely trends inside of
and that's what
area.
Happens with business, right? Like, You show up, you do the work, you try to get your business off the ground, and it isn't a success right away, but you keep showing up.
Yep,
and you learn things along the way to move you forward.
Yep.
But you keep going.
And success leaves clues, right? You always say that. So it's like whether you're watching...
Rather than Tony Robbins.
Whether
is it weird? Let me ask you. Is it weird? Because I quote a lot of things, but I never say, oh, I got this. But I've like internalized a lot of those things.
Yeah. You and say
they,
it. I'm like, you say it all the time.
They become my language, right?
Yeah.
Is it?
That's because you listen to a lot of that
do
stuff.
Do I have to say who I got it from
do
every
time? Do you have to, what's the
is there? Is there like a copyright thing? Is there plagiarism?
Tony Robbins says success leaves clues. I'm sure he got it from someone.
Right.
But anyway, and whether you're watching for, you know, fitness things or business things or parenting things or life things, everything is correlated in so many ways. But, you know, there is always that trend of like for the person that's like when you ask somebody for the person that's on the other side thinking about it.
Right.
And they're like, just do it. Or the person that says, you know, I just had to put this at the top of my list. Or for the business owner that says, we just had to go through this period. It's like, pay attention to the people that have achieved the thing, you know, that they're doing, whether it's business or working out or whatever, because their success, like a lot of it is all related. A lot of it is like everyone kind of says the same thing in a different way, in their different way with their experiences, but it's all very similar.
100%. So we wanted to launch this season with a quick episode of everything that's coming, everything we're doing. We've got, listen guys, if you've watched her Road to World series, Road to Atlantic City series, our cross country stuff on YouTube, if you've watched any of that stuff, this year, like, we're 10x-ing
next
that.
Level.
Because there
it's
are
gonna be
so many
level.
Things going on, you would not believe, So
get ready, buckle up, bitches,
to go on an adventure this season, 2023.
Adventure Charlie, did I scare you?
We want to. Are we gonna talk about Louis?
What are we gonna talk about him?
Louis, are you gonna say something?
Louis.
Louis is a spoiled dog.
Brat. His name is Louis because he has Louis Vuitton color. But everywhere we take him, they call him Louis, like the vet, the groomers, whatever. So,
we call him Louis when he's in trouble.
So we call him Louis. That's like his, but his name really is Louis.
Is Louis.
Louis V.
Right. That's what's on his.
And he is the cutest, most high maintenance, pain in the ass, beggar dog. But he's sweet. We love him.
Anyway, guys. So.
And he's man-made.
Look for all of those things on this season of Lice and the Coach.
Yep.
And
we're
I'm
excited.
Serious. We are. You got to be interactive.
Yes.
You got to talk.
Talk.
We want this conversation to be.
It should
ongoing.
Be like locked. The next part should be locked until someone writes something.
Yeah, we should have. You know how.
There's
some,
gotta be something.
You
like
know
that.
When you watch a video, like a podcast on YouTube, or you listen, like there's ads in between.
Yeah.
We should lock it until somebody says something.
Yeah.
How would that go?
That would be so cool. And if that software or whatever doesn't exist, someone should invent it.
Gave you an idea.
Yep.
Anyway, you know what I want to talk about? AI.
Oh my gosh.
Not today.
Not today.
Not
AI,
today.
If you haven't heard about it.
Yeah, we love it.
Scary
love
shit.
It. Anyway, guys, welcome to 2023. Welcome to a brand new season. Welcome to so many things that we're going to talk about and share. And we hope that you go on this ride with us.
We're excited.
And it's going to be an adventure.
Adventure, Until Charlie!
Next time. Peace out, everybody.
Bye, guys.